Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. I am Asma. I have the pleasure to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Bita and Brother Muzaffar. Both of you, welcome to Back to Reality.
Assalamu alaikum. My pleasure to be here.
Of course, the pleasure is all in here. Brother Muzaffar, shall we start with you? Please introduce yourself briefly, very much, what you study and...
I'm Muzaffar Haider from the UK. I've studied English literature and now I'm in the Hawza, in the Islamic Seminary.
That's very good. It's a pleasure to have you in here and wish you luck with your studies. You, Sister Bita.
Yes, I'm at your service. I'm Bita and I study medicine at one of the University of Tehran in Iran.
So there, throughout the pandemic, there was a situation in which some of our families, since my dad got the very severe version of the coronavirus, among our relatives, there were many people who started to give us some suggestions about this herbal medicine that would do some effect. Honestly speaking, I'm a kind of a person who believes that to 50% that could be effective because it could be used as a help, you know, as a tool. It could come to the help of the chemical medicine in order to just soothe and alleviate the pain. And we started using those remedies and suggestions. And to some extent, I think they were effective. And then at that moment, I just started to grow fund of these herbal remedies, home remedies that they use in order to soothe the pains. And even when we were kids, I think since we're living in this country with this rich cultural heritage, then there are so much of things that have been passed down through our grandmothers to our mothers. And then they know a lot of things about, for example, this herb is going to help you reduce that pain or whatever. You know what? So I want to know about your ideas. What do you think of it? Are you against it totally? Or so, do you consider that as a way of remedy?
Let me answer this question in this way. You know, I think there is a science of known herbal medication and curing. Okay. We have herbal things in the nature. We have some plants. We have so many things. We can go search, study, and, I don't know, work on that. But unfortunately, when it comes to common people, all the people think they're a doctor. I have a lot of problem with that because, you know, they make mistakes, actually. The dose of cure is so important, even in herbal medication. Especially in herbal medication, because when it is, I don't know, chemical or something, you can, as a scientist or someone, actually tell people patients, you have to, for example, I don't know, drink
eat
one
that dose of
that.
It. Yeah. Okay?
But when it comes to herbal medication, they think there is no damage in that. If, for example,
and they go for it excessively, like they use a kind of an herb
even
for too much.
We drink tea too much. You know, it's a problem here because even tea is a herbal medication. It will become a disaster in a long time. They want to tell other people to do that too. This is the problem.
So, brother, has it ever been effective for you? Have you ever used one of those herbal remedies?
If I'm going to be honest, I think it's a placebo. I don't think it really helps. I think you're going to get well anyway, because when you're sick, inshallah, Allah is going to cure you.
It's
you know,
not
your
like that, but...
immune system is going to kick in
eventually.
Yeah,
but then
right?
soothing your pain, for example, when you have this throat sore, then nothing is going to help you except some hot herbal remedy.
Honey water will help. You know, I believe in that. If it's going to soothe the pain, I mean, if you've got a wound on your body, then a damp cloth would help you as well. But it can't be compared to modern medicine. It's just ridiculous. What's happened is we've got these two extremes. One extreme says that, you know, modern medicine is entirely wrong. And, you know, we just herbal medicine is the way to go.
Exactly,
and
to live
they just completely
life.
Reject the other side.
Yeah.
The other side is like, no, herbal medicine is completely out of the window. And modern medicine, whatever they say, we will do.
Eastern people are more into herbal medicine.
Exactly.
I don't Maybe. Yeah, actually, I think.
Because right. Japan, if you consider China. Chinese people, yeah. then China, they have India. A lot of mm. those remedies yeah. as well. Mm-hmm. And they work, of course, just like our remedies, right. you know? They work in long terms.
I think so. There's no modern medical cure for asthma. Yeah. And they will continuously give you those steroid drugs.
Yeah.
And it will temporarily alleviate the pain. As is the problem with modern medicine, it just cures the symptoms, not the disease
exactly.
itself.
Exactly. The root of the disease.
The
is
problem
not
is that you divide the modern medicine and also the herbal medicine completely. It's not like that. Even in chemical drugs that we are making for medication, mm-hmm. We use these herbs to do that. Yeah. I mean, there are so many herbs that we have to search in and find a formula of the structure of that herbs and then make the formula in the, I don't know, laboratory and so on.
Now,
and this is a chemical drug. So the root of a chemical drug is exactly the herb.
Yeah.
Okay. But the problem is that the dose that you will get from the industrial chemical drug is a bit high and, you know, it will affect your body in a way that the herbal drug won't actually affect it anymore.
I will have a story to tell you, but let's go for a short break and then we'll be back. Listening to Back to Reality. This is your favorite place where we're talking about some common issues that might happen to every single person. And today we're talking about herbal medicine and of course Islamic medicine, because in our Islamic heritage we also have some recommendations for curing disease and some special remedies which might be effective for some people and not come to be effective for others. I was actually giving you an example of the thing that you were talking about, the dose of those herbal remedies. I have an aunt, and then she is so much interested in these herbal issues and whatever.
Every family has one of those aunties.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And she does it excessively.
Uh-huh.
In a way that is too much, way too much than the normal way of normal way that other people do. Then she has diabetes, and then they have told her, the people, just as Sister Bita was saying, they have told her that cinnamon plus water and honey is going to do wonders for you.
Oh,
then
my gosh.
Every single morning, evening, at night, before sleep, she was just drinking cinnamon and water.
We have the same story with my grandmother.
Yeah.
Exactly, diabetes and the same old story.
Did it work?
Her blood pressure went so high in a way that she had to go to doctor.
You know, we have a module on scientific ahadith in my Islamic seminary. And the teacher, who's well-versed in these kinds of sciences, he brought up the subject of Darwih Imam Kazim, which is, you know, you have these herbal medicines which are attributed to the Ahlul Bayt.
Yeah.
And he said, go and do research about it. At most, you can say that it is mansoob to the Imam.
Yeah, otherwise, it's been attributed to them.
It's attributed to the Imam. It's not from the Imam himself. But then what happens is people put their umid, their hope, into these medicines, thinking the Imam himself has said to take it. And when it doesn't work, their iman
exactly.
gets
the
affected.
Faith, yeah.
Their faith
yeah,
gets affected.
The amount of damage that is going to happen is not just physical.
It's spiritual and this
spiritual
is
as well.
Dark.
Going back to the idea of herbal medicines being more in the East, I believe that's because these sciences existed and they grew and they flourished in the East.
These
sciences...
Yeah, exactly.
Originally, they flourished in India and China. In the Western world back then, they had no medicine. Like, if you go and look at it, it's a joke.
Yeah,
like, they would tell people
to
eat like feces of animals and I don't know, mud. They had like witchcraft and weird pagan stuff. They had no sense of science.
I know.
It's the Eastern world that did have that sense. What happened in today's world? We're still supposed to have that sense, but for some reason, we're going backwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are we going backwards? Those people, like the Abu Sinas and those great personalities, they were always thinking ahead. They weren't thinking, oh, what did my ancestors used to do?
I think because we have prejudice over these signs of the past that we had, these traditional techniques that are, I think, some of them are expired. we have to omit them completely from the this medical world, unfortunately. But mm-hmm. we don't want to do that because we think always that some old methods, you know, are better than new things. But I think yeah. always trying new things, new methods, and so on,
on a positive
at least, light. At mm. least, will be an experience.
Exactly.
People understand to do that or not to do that.
I think we have to shed some positive light here as well. There are some really good things. You reminded me of, like, for example, hijama.
Yeah,
hijama is exactly. actually, it has been recommended in so many ahadith.
Which
can't
is,
be
can you explain yeah, exactly. that?
Bloodletting. It's basically where tiny little cuts are made yeah. on
first they
a
have to do
body.
Something in a way that the skin gets tumid with blood.
With blood, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then they cut it, a small cut, they create a small cut on the skin.
Yeah.
And
of course, it's not harsh and it's not going to hurt.
The idea is to extract the deoxygenated blood so yeah. that the body resupplies mm-hmm. itself with new, fresh blood.
It's just like donating blood in another way.
It's not that extreme, though.
You know,
donating yeah. blood would actually make you feel dizzy. And,
yeah, exactly.
But hijama actually doesn't do anything like that. Yeah.
Donating blood.
Yeah.
Hijama does some
But this does have lots of ahadith about it, mm-hmm. and it is recommended, and it does have benefits.
Yeah, and it works. I have seen so many people that they are very much satisfied with it.
And they do that.
What else works? There
what
must be other things like that we don't
yeah,
know about.
Yeah,
herbal teas, you know? The most common one is the herbal tea. That
chamomile
one.
Tea does yeah. wonders. I mean,
yeah.
that puts
See?
Me to sleep straight away. That makes
yeah.
me relax.
Yeah.
I have an auntie who is always freaking out. She's always worrying. And she's like, oh, should I go for these pills? Should I go for these pills or those pills?
Why aunt are just like this?
I told you, every
because
family
Because they're
has
aunties. This is the point.
I said, listen. Just have some chamomile tea, you'll be fine. And she tried it, and she was like, oh, I feel so relaxed. I was like,
yeah.
there you go.
So we should actually note on this very fact that not all the herbal remedies are bad.
Of course.
You know?
No.
We should use our brain, go for the best methods, and then don't do it in overly. You know, we shouldn't do it overly
just
in a way that goes
other
so
people
excessive.
To do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's your own special way of being healed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it doesn't work on the other bodies.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the point, I think. We have to consider the point that all the bodies are different.
Yeah, and of course we have it in herbal medicine. They have a special sort of knowledge about the body
exactly.
of each person. So it also should be under the notice of a specialist, someone who knows
I do,
about
I agree
it. You can't do it on your own.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
There are some remedies that they give to special diseases, even cancer.
And I'm against that.
And they can, I just have heard, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know you've heard that. And I've heard it too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they give some, I don't know, herbal things to some people, like they have cancer. And it's like, it's useless.
Yeah.
You're just, I don't know, putting a heavy cost on that.
There's some things that modern medicine cannot cure. Like
yeah.
literally, it's stated clearly mm-hmm. and categorically. That we have, like the asthma example. For
yeah.
example, IBS. There is no cure for IBS,
yeah,
and doctors
yeah.
don't even know
mm-hmm.
why it happens. They can't figure it out.
The root of all of them is a stress, of course. That's why
perhaps,
it cannot
yeah, yeah.
be solved.
It
but
may
be. I actually, for these kinds of things, which modern medicine yet has not discovered,
yeah.
inshallah, in the future, the pioneers of the medical world in among the Muslims, they will figure it out. But until then, you know, we should look for other solutions because I did find some solutions among the herbal medicines.
Yeah, that's very true. But even in herbal medicines, we have some good remedies for IBS.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would work.
Let me tell you an interesting fact. It's not all about remedies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's about the way you think about healing, the effect of that remedy.
That's
that
very
affect
true.
Your body.
Yeah, that's very true. And I guess to summarize what we were talking about
yeah.
in here about today's topic, I would say do not go for extremes. If you are going to go for herbal medicine, then try to go for the best specialists. Yeah. If you are going to go for chemical medicine, then you shouldn't do it by yourself. You should go for the specialist as well. So it's all about the way you think, and don't pin all your hopes on these drugs.
If you don't have the knowledge, go for the knowledgeable person.
Yeah, that is very true. And inshallah, Allah will cure all of us.
Inshallah.
It's in His hand, of course. So thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us until another session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Let the Ummah rise again, let us see daylight again, once again.